Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got a big announcement we're going to make coming up after this break here in just a moment. You're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. The guys just kind of gave it away over there, but we'll be covering that coming up in the next segment. Dr. Corey Gold, radio talk show host, dentist, nutritionist, a major health food developer, just an amazing all-around guy, is our guest. I want to ask you about attacks on free speech, though, in this short little segment. UK police arrest man over Twitter insult. And he told one of the Olympic divers, "You let your dad down. Hope you know that." I mean, that's just the nature of the internet. The guy's on a public forum. He's a public figure. He said he wanted to win for his dad. The guy said, "You let your dad down." It's a nasty thing to say. The police have arrested him because it's illegal to hurt someone's feelings in England. This is the new thing where they're arresting people. And we have the article up at Infowars.com. People know I don't get off into the whole, you know, bashing different religions and groups. I just stay out of it. But you know what? You've got to have the right, if you're the Chick-fil-A owner, to say, "I think a marriage between a man and a woman, you shouldn't have Rahm Emanuel say, shut it down. You know, we're not going to let you operate in Chicago." I mean, that is very dangerous. Okay. Go ahead.
That was like one of the biggest topics on my show, is, and people were really, really in favor of what Rahm Emanuel was saying. I'm saying, listen to you. We left England because the government was tyrannical and was dictating to us. And here we are having a mayor say, "You don't have a right to own a business because of your political point of view and your religious point of view." It's like insulting to the Constitution.
Have they heard of Nazi Germany? Because that's how the discrimination started against certain groups, was not letting them have businesses at first.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, that same city would be happy to confiscate your weapons, would be happy to take your packed lunches away from your children and give them government lunches, and would be happy to tell you, if you don't believe with the same way as the mayor believes, then you're going to have to go somewhere else to have a job because you won't get a license in that state. I mean, the thought is that this person's a conservative who does not believe in same-sex marriage. That's just his worldview. Okay for him. But that now bars him from owning a restaurant in the city because of his political and religious point of view.
And if you disagree with that view, that's your right. Don't go there. But listen, it gets worse. They're now saying in England that if you criticize Islam, you'll be arrested, period. And now in congressional testimony yesterday, the video's up at Infowars.com, the deputy attorney general will not say that they won't arrest Americans that criticize Islam.
It's a very spooky space where you're now worried that what you say could get you arrested or get you on some kind of list that gets you in trouble simply because you say, "I don't believe in a law," or "I don't believe in the way the government's going," or "I'm not happy with the tax law," or "I think we should have more freedom of speech," or "I'm not pro-gay," or "I am pro-gay." That could get you in trouble with the government and, quite frankly, get a website shut down simply because your personal point of view is anti what a regulator likes. It's very scary. When the First Amendment and the Second Amendment go away, we're no longer the United States of America.
And again, the model of political correctness that they have in Europe and England now, you say to somebody, "You let your dad down, I hope you know that," because the guy made it all about winning the gold medal for his dad. Well, I mean, you know, you let your dad down. That's a creepy thing to say. You know, I'd say something like, "Hey, your dad's still proud of you, looking down from heaven. You're in the arena. Great job." But if somebody wants to be a troll and a creep, you get arrested for that. That is serious authoritarianism. And now they're saying, because Paul Watson and his brother, who write for me, live there, and they say, if you criticize even an Islamic radical group, you'll be arrested now in England. I mean, this is just so bizarre, and it is a very, 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 very scary thing. And the AP says UK police arrest man over Twitter insult. We just showed one saying they're investigating. They've now arrested. We'll be back with Dr. Corey Gold, a big announcement, and a lot of key health news straight ahead. We'll delve more into fluoride as well, exactly from his research, what it does to your brain and the rest of your organs. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Don't forget, you can find out more about the revolution against tyranny in health at InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back live on this 31st day of July 2012. Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. He is a dentist, a nutritionist, long bio, and one of the most successful developers of nutritional products out there. You know him for things like Pollen Burst and products that I use and promote and that my whole office loves and my whole family loves. And now almost everybody I know in Austin is using. You can find it all at InfoWarsTeam.com. And we've been covering a host of issues. I want to get more into these attacks on the First Amendment, the Chick-fil-A situation, now people being arrested in England for Twitters that are just mildly insulting. You let your dad down, not getting a gold medal, you're arrested. No more free speech. We're going to get into all that. Major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride lowers IQs. Again, the magnitude of the fact we're being poisoned by design. Well, the body is able to heal itself. The globalists want to make you sick. I lost 40 pounds on this, and it's not even a weight loss product. And yes, I'm infomercialing here. I only do this like once a month or something. But I do it with things I really, really believe in. Aaron lost 92 pounds. And the reason is the food has had the minerals taken out of it because of the fertilizers they use, the ground being played out, not being left fallow. It's basic farming rules, you know, that go back to Leviticus and before. We're not following any of that common sense. And so plants take two or three minerals to grow. We take a whole bunch, upwards of 90. And even mainline vitamins and stuff don't have all the 90 vitamins and minerals and trace elements. They'll have like 45 or 50 or 60. When you get the Pollen Burst, now Pollen Burst Plus, that's the announcement. When you get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, when you get the products at InfoWarsTeam.com, it's not advertised as weight loss, but you won't be as hungry. You'll have more energy. Because, and again, my only problem is I am not accustomed to taking it three or four times a day. Aaron's followed it totally and lost 92 pounds. We're about to do a whole promotion, rolling that out and going over it. But if you're a radio listener, go look at an Aaron Dykes video 2 years ago. Look at him now. In a year and a half, 92 pounds. Now, that said, drum roll, please. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. I was just about to go live here in the segment. I was already making myself one of these, as I do in the afternoon now, instead of, you know, just drinking coffee all day. And I thought, wait, I'll just do it on air. Pollen Burst Plus, and we can show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, is featured on the Alex Jones Show. Because this all came about because I'm like, yeah, I like your, you know, kind of orange flavor, whatever it is. But I said, I would like, you know, something more berry tasting. They're like, well, it's really funny you say that because we want to add more antioxidant to all the, you know, proprietary B vitamins and A vitamins and all the other stuff that just supercharges you. It is the best energy drink out there. And they sent me samples a few months ago saying, do you want to endorse this? And the answer is absolutely. My children, everybody, we're running some audio through one of our computers. These computers are getting crazier and crazier. That was a drum roll. Oh, they were getting the drum roll ready. I thought it was like an air raid siren. Drum roll, please. Here it is, the Pollen Burst Plus. And yes, when you purchase it at InfoWarsTeam.com, your purchase helps us hire the 6 reporters we're getting, the 6 graphics and news layout people we're getting. We are not just going to sit here and be the number one alternative media outfit in the world, you know, with me pulling the whole train. We're going to go to the next level, and it takes funds to do that well. So, again, we are fighting here. So when you purchase stuff at InfoWarsTeam.com, you get the best products, you get discounts, and you also support the transmission. We're not like the Rockefellers that take your money in government bailouts and then, you know, fund MSNBC. We're here saying, hey, these are products we like. Because I scoured out there looking for products that I really thought were the best and finally found them. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I love Pollen Burst Plus. Dr. Gold, you developed this. Corey, tell us, I know we still got the regular Pollen Burst at InfoWars Team, but tell us about the Pollen Burst Plus.
Well, it just happened to be great timing. You'd mentioned to me how much you like Pollen Burst, and we were working on a new formulation of Pollen Burst that had even more in it than the original Pollen Burst, and we call it Pollen Burst Plus. It's called the new Berry Blast, and it's actually a formulation that you tried actually before I even tried the flavor of it. So I know where I sit in the pecking order of things because you called me up telling me how much you liked it before I got my samples, and it's a berry-flavored beverage, so it's got everything the original Pollen Burst had in it, except we've added New Zealand black currant to it, so we've just supercharged the antioxidant property to it. And a lot of people are becoming aware of black currant. It's a superfood now. It's one of the super berries that's out there, loaded in antioxidants. It's got a lot of natural vitamin C in it. It's got it's even got EFAs in it. It's got omega-6s in it, which is good for making prostaglandins and for decreasing inflammation. The vitamin C is obviously good for your heart health and your immunity as well. It produces natural energy. So when people take a product like Pollen Burst or Pollen Burst Plus, which is now your formulation, your endorsed formulation, right, we're out there with it. This is a product that's endorsed by Alex, and it benefits the InfoWars, and I'm proud to be doing that. I'm proud to be working with that. And we wanted to make something that was so superb that I felt proud about it, being connected with you and connected with your audience. And that's what we did with Pollen Burst Plus. So whereas everything the original version does have in it, it's got superoxide dismutase, which is a wonderful, most powerful antioxidant you can possibly get. SOD is made by your body every single day. It's the antioxidant your body makes, and your body's used to it, so we're just boosting that amount, which also raises your glutathione levels. It's got ECGCs from green tea extract, another very powerful antioxidant. It's got pollen grains, which have all those micronutrients that you were just talking about.
We're losing Dr. Gold's Skype. Oh. Let's try to pause a moment or reconnect. because that's becoming a bit unintelligible. Yeah, the point is this is the best energy drink out there. I won't take energy drinks because they give me headaches. I love coffee, but if I drink three or four cups, if I'm, say, staying up here till midnight working, I get burnout, I get mean. Pollen Burst, and I tried some of their other energy drinks, too, the longevity puts out, and they're good, but not as good as Pollen Burst. And so that's, around here, that's what I drink. We've got the other ones, Rebound's good as well. But the point is, I really like Pollen Burst. Well, now I don't drink the other flavor. It still tastes great. I like the berry flavor, and you heard it. It's got yours truly on the cover. It is an InfoWars endorsed product, and I hope that all InfoWarriors will go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up for $10 to get discounts on the products or just buy the products right there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And again, other revolutionaries rob banks to fund themselves. We're not revolutionaries. We're restorationists. We want the republic back. We fund ourselves promoting things that we believe in, things that we use, things that we're proud to promote to you. So, Pollen Burst Plus, it's got so many great things in it, from the pollen to the black currant to the vitamin B1, vitamin B3, B6, B12, vitamin D3. It's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. You can see it there if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv. And it's an amazing energy drink, and everybody I know gets hooked on it. Dr. Gold, what's the difference? Because I love the way coffee tastes, okay? Right. And I buy, local Rutamaya coffee, love it, it's from Mexico. But take Starbucks coffee. I drink one of those. I'm high as a kite for 5 hours, but then I get really grumpy and have a headache. And everybody I know is the same way. Right. But so coffee does something to you. Rutamaya, I can drink 4 or 5 cups before I get a headache. Starbucks one. Coffee's great, though. I mean, I like coffee. It's got some health benefits I've read about. I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong. But I can drink, if I need to, 2 or 3 Pollen Burst over the day, stay up till midnight. I'm doing Coast to Coast AM. I've been up since 6 a.m. the day before. Bam, Pollen Burst an hour before. I feel great, can go to bed at the end. I used to could not drink any amount of coffee to try to stay up and alert, and quite frankly would turn to beer. For whatever reason, beer would have a stimulus effect for me when caffeine wouldn't anymore. What's different about Pollen Burst now that I don't need to drink beer if I'm on an overnight radio show to stay up? I can take a Pollen Burst.
Well, you see what happens when I get excited about Pollen Burst. I broke Skype. That's what happened. That's how powerful this new product is. And by the way, I'm very proud to be working with the InfoWars with this and supporting the InfoWars with this product. And we wanted to make it the best one. You asked about, coffee versus other things to help you with energy. This has some green tea in it. It's just a smaller amount. We get our energy from a combination of different things. Things with antioxidants in them, like superfoods and ECGCs and all those other things that we put into this product, they do contribute to increasing energy, but through a different mechanism. So there is some green tea in it. It does have a little bit of endogenous caffeine in it, but it's not like drinking a Starbucks, like you said, coffee. And I'm a fan of coffee, too, but you're right. It does have a very different effect on the body when you drink a lot of caffeine and then your body goes away from the caffeine. It's a kind of a crashing situation, and this doesn't do that. This is very smooth, very easy.
Yeah, but a lot of other energy drinks have that crash. This doesn't have the crash, and that's not just hype, folks. Try it out, the regular Pollen Burst and the Pollen Burst Plus at InfoWarsTeam.com, and specifically on the alcohol issue, I know it's classed as a depressant, but why for myself does it have a stimulant effect?
It all depends how much alcohol you have in your body, because eventually as your body's trying to digest and eliminate the alcohol, your body sees alcohol as a toxin. So when it's going through that elimination phase, eventually your body does see it as a depressant. Small amounts can excite the body.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I'm talking about, like a beer. Yeah, like one beer will wake me up, but then I don't even really like it. And then I can't go to sleep. I mean, people always talk about, I'm just describing what I've learned keeps me up, but I don't need coffee and I don't need a beer anymore to stay up. Now I just have a Pollen Burst. I'm saying it is amazing, folks. InfoWarsTeam.com. And if we put it up on screen, there's also a number there on the site where people can take your order there. It's 865-441-2996. Again, that's 865-441-2996. There's also a toll-free number somewhere on there, so I'll make sure that gets added back up there on the site. But we'll be back with Dr. Corey Gold to get into fluoride straight ahead. But I'm very honored because, I mean, he's a giant out there in health product development, that he named his latest and greatest product after the InfoWar.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Do you fear losing your home and being on the street? Can't happen to you? Well, think again. Millions of honest, hardworking Americans have had their homes stolen by the banks. There is an answer. The answer is MortgageEndgame.com. Yes, MortgageEndgame.com is the only long-term solution. We have discovered and possess over 11,000 pages of previously unknown court-admissible evidence. The banks have created a massive fraud to make you a renter for life. Paid off your home? Forget about getting your original paperwork. On time every month with your payments? It doesn't matter. Your title is likely clouded and nobody knows who owns your home. You are not alone. Contact MortgageEndgame.com for full details and benefits from participating at no legal cost in the massive assault to achieve redress and damages. MortgageEndgame.com, the only real solution to the mortgage crisis. Call us at 903-962-9070 or visit us at MortgageEndgame.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets
feel. We're going to get into the shooter. We're going to have Fritz Springmeier here in studio with us, expert on mind control, offered a bunch of books on it. His research is groundbreaking. By the way, you can become a distributor, create your own website under InfoWarsTeam.com, and we were giving out a distributor's number, which is great as well. If you want to call the main number here to order any of the fine products discounted, like Polymburst Plus, that just officially came out this week and is now in stock, 877-551-1301. You can also inquire about signing up to be a distributor. And we're looking for team members. We're looking for managers. I mean, it's a growing operation. This great longevity system and people using the products and finding out it's not hype is really helping fund the info war. I know a lot of folks would rather we would just be the government and come take the money from you at gunpoint, but we'd rather just sell you a good product that everybody win-wins from. 877-551-1301 is the main number if you want to talk directly to our folks, 877-551-1301 or InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, coming up, it's finally hitting mainstream news. They're praising Al-Qaeda as wonderful people. This is the London Guardian today. Al-Qaeda turns tides for rebels in battle for eastern Syria, and it just talks about their discipline and what incredible men they are. I got to get my rights up because Al-Qaeda is going to attack me. And it just goes on and on. This is just amazing. Again, new bill introduced to ban online ammo sales, ban all semi-autos, ban clips of 10 or more, getting almost no attention. It finally hit Yahoo News today. I mean, incredible things are happening right now. The world is just racing towards tyranny. Dr. Corey Gold, what do you make of Obama using Al-Qaeda to take over Libya and now Syria? I'm not saying Gaddafi or Assad are good guys, but compared to Al-Qaeda, I mean, I'm not a supporter of Al-Qaeda, and I know that means I'm not patriotic nowadays. To be patriotic is you want drones, checkpoints, no freedom, turn your guns in. I guess they're telling us the founders, you know, gun owners, libertarians, we are the terrorists.
Well, Al-Qaeda was great when they were fighting the Russians in Afghanistan. And then Al-Qaeda was bad when they were fighting us in Afghanistan. Now Al-Qaeda is good again because they're helping get rid of Assad in Syria. So I guess it just depends. It's kind of like baseball players. It all depends which uniform they're wearing that day. It's the same guy, just what uniform they're wearing that day. It is crazy when you think about it that we're fighting Al-Qaeda, except they're helping us fight in Syria because we don't like that guy more. You're right. Drones are flying, but people think it's good because it's protecting them. The internet's being censored, but that's good because people aren't getting their feelings hurt. The government's putting lithium or wants to put lithium in the water because you shouldn't have any opinions or be sad ever because emotions are no good for you. You know, you start wondering, where are we heading with this? Mayor Bloomberg is telling people, yeah, abortions are great in New York, but, you know, you can't have you can't have formula for your children because the government would prefer you do this instead. We're really in a wacky place, but it is kind of crazy when you think about when is Al-Qaeda our friend and when is it our enemy, and is it the same day sometimes?
And then meanwhile, they're trying to restrict vitamins and minerals, but yeah. Dr. Wallach's been leading the charge to stop that. But then they want to legalize antipsychotics and things like OxyContin for four-year-olds.
Oh, you just think about it. There are commercials on the air right now that says if your first antidepressant isn't working well enough, we've got a second antidepressant you can put on top of that. But be very careful of vitamins and minerals. Those could be dangerous for you. If anybody listens to these commercials, pick up a tube of toothpaste. Read the warning on the back about having too much toothpaste. And now drink the fluoride in the water. It tells you you could die from eating a whole tube of toothpaste, but chug away in the water, you know, have a lot of water. You've been running around town. You're thirsty. Drink a lot of water. Put that fluoride in. It just begs intelligence.
Well, that was the final point I wanted to cover with you here. Harvard looked at more than a dozen major modern studies as far back as 1977 and said it accelerated tumor growth, bone cancer, and massively lowered children's IQs. But if I go down to the city council in Austin and say, stop putting it in my water, they laugh at me.
Right. They laugh at you. It's a brainwashing technique. You think about this. If you say, I want pure water, they think you're crazy. You're asking for pure water. If you try to collect your own rainwater in your house, you're violating some kind of law. You say you want clean food with no GMOs, you are crazy. You grow your own food, you are crazy. You may be a lawbreaker. You want to have a cow and drink the own unpasteurized milk, you could be doing something wrong. It's an upside-down world. All these things are intuitively good.
I'll tell you what's intuitively delicious is my Pollen Burst Plus, available at InfoWarsTeam.com. We've got banners going up at InfoWars.com today if you missed that address. Dr. Corey Gold, thank you for letting me endorse your product. I've never endorsed a product before because I never found one good enough. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. Pollen Burst Plus.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, Fritz Springmeier is here visiting his father from, I guess, Oregon. Fritz Springmeier is a author who, when I read his book 15 years ago, Bloodlines Illuminati, and he said that Prince Charles hung out in Transylvania, and they weren't German royalty, that the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas were from Vlad the Impaler. I couldn't find where that came from, and I thought this guy's got to be, you know, out of his mind. So I never really interviewed him until, I don't know, the last 6, 7, 8 years. I was going to interview him right before he got set up and sent to the Huskal. Then they went after him. They kept raiding him, kept going after him, saying, oh, he has, you know, anti-government literature in his house. Oh, he robbed a bank with no proof and all this stuff. They could do that to me, too. They put him in jail. And for 7 years, he just got out, as you know, about a year ago. He first time he's traveled outside the state he lives in. You know, he's got to call his probation officer up even to be here. Just spent a day with his dad. He's about to turn around and go home now. But he's here today for just about 30 minutes in studio, then an hour commercial-free, you know, uninterrupted interview tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, 15-day free trial, prisonplanet.tv if you want to watch it. If not, by tomorrow, it'll be out there for everybody on YouTube. But it is you, the members, that pay it forward to everybody, so thank you. But Bloodlines, the Illuminati. Now, because, I mean, 15 years ago, I knew about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order. I didn't believe they were sacrificing people. I mean, now they take the head of Penn State and make him a secret Homeland Security commander. And it turns out they're all a bunch of, I mean, just absolute scum. And for normal people, you know, we know all our works are dirty rags before God. I mean, I'm aggressive, I'm everything else, but I don't want to hurt innocent people. In fact, the only lust I got is to beat the brains out of bullies. And it is a sin because I just like, I cannot help it. And I just, people that hurt kids, I got a normal instinct that I want to really get angry. But I'm using the info war to go after our enemies so everybody knows who the enemy is. But this book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, is off the charts wild. And now, 15 years after I first read it, it's back in print. It wasn't even in print. We got it back in print. So it's all coming from InfoWars.com right now. You can find other places, but it comes from us. This book is available at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsShop.com. But that's not why he's here. We only got about 25 minutes left. I want to give him the floor. We're going to do an in-depth breakdown. In fact, he's got it out in the car. There's only five in print left. I'm thinking about trying to get that back in print. The Illuminati formula to create a totally undetectable mind control slave. Now, I was asking, I go, you wrote three or four books on mind control, right? Because I read those years after I read this and found out he wasn't, because, I mean, this sounded like cuckoo for Cocoa Puff stuff when I was ignorant. I understand why this stuff sounds crazy. But, I mean, look at all the other governments and elites and crazy stuff they did. It's actually normal for these elites in history because they just get more and more evil. They compete with each other for, you know, who's more evil. And he's written like four other books, am I wrong, Fritz, on mind control. And I said, which one is it where you say they use movie trailers to program it and that and then you go over it all? And you said, no, that's the formula. That's the formula book. So here you are. We've got footage of this James Holmes guy with all the Department of Defense. I said, watch, he'll have some Pentagon psychiatrists. Turned out that was the case. They roll him out. He can't even talk. He was back in court today. Didn't know who he was, couldn't talk. I mean, he might not even have been the shooter because, you know, they've got mind control folks, as you've documented, as they've declassified now, where they do act normal, but they can be the new personality and they activate it and then the person acts normal but doesn't remember. This guy could just be some patsy drugged up electroshock therapy, but you're the real expert on this because you learned from the inside when you burrowed into an Illuminati coven. But break down watching this James Holmes shooting, The Dark Knight, all the news articles about violent finale on the cover of magazines. You're going to, you know, killer finale. We see trailers of gangsters shooting everyone in a movie theater right before it happens. Multiple shooters reported, stand downs, photoshops of gas masks, the gun control bill only a few weeks out when it happened. You see all that. And you see the police chief work for Bloomberg, the head of intelligence, I mean, a few miles from Littleton, Colorado. Give us your take on this and then break down the little bit of time we have here as kind of a hors d'oeuvre or preview of tonight. We're doing an hour in studio on the Nightly News. What you think of this case and then from actual real program people. Because it's proof that, I mean, you totally documented how it operates. So much of it declassified now, how this really works.
Yes, it does have all the hallmarks of being a false flag and a false flag that they created with a mind-controlled assassin. You look at his parents, that's one of the clues, and then his grandparents, but his father being part of DARPA, his father being involved with banking and creating algorithms that... And it ties into also the big banking scandal that's over in England, that they fixed the interest rates very low, which has been part of the reason why Americans have been having this financial crisis. And that scandal was going to be exposed, and his father was going to testify before Congress. So we're talking about his father and grandfather being notable people. These are the kind of families that have
same thing with Harris and Kleinbold.
Mm-hmm.
They had parents who were both in DARPA. You right. Can't make this up.
Right. And Littleton itself is a retirement place for CIA. So we're talking about an area that's full of these kind of people. And then just the way his eyes looked, and like you were saying, he didn't, the first time he came in, he couldn't even speak. All of these little things are clues.
He still can't talk. They said today, now they won't show video, they're just showing sketches. He just sits there blinking. I mean, he's obviously shell-shocked.
Yes. Yes. And so they're probably doing something to try to get him in line with whatever they want him to say or do to go along with the script. But it definitely, to me, has a lot of clues that would say this guy was programmed to go in and do this. Clear back in the 1990s, I was warning people that they were going to go in and do these kind of shootings.
No, that's what clicked. When I learned you were coming to Texas, it was so wild because, Fritz, you said, I'm going from memory here, but, I mean, you talked about movie trailers programming mass shootings. You talked about mass shootings in public. I mean, it's all in your books. Which book talks about that?
It may have been
Prophecy Club speeches.
You know, I don't know specifically because I wrote so much stuff. The Be Wise as Serpents book back in 1990 said that they were going to go in and do assassinations or mass killings. So it may have gone clear back to 1990.
Yeah. Well, let's continue now with this case of the different types of mind control operatives.
It's very simple for them to do. They already have everything in place in the person's mind. They have programmed a part of the mind to do its job, and that part of the mind doesn't really have a sense of reality. It may not even, when it goes in and pulls the trigger, may not even think that it's really shooting real bullets.
It's a hypnotic command.
Right. It's a hypnotic command. And the part that they use to do that has been created through trauma. It's called trauma-based mind control. And that disassociative part has been programmed, but it has no sense of greater reality. It's just doing its job.
And this is all on record. Dr. Ewing Cameron had government kidnap thousands of children. This is on History Channel. With electroshock, torture, and drugs, could make them do whatever he wanted. Total program.
Right. The CIA name for it was MK Ultra, but it was Monarch Project and a lot of other names. It's gone by a lot of names. Basically, it's trauma-based mind control. There was a Charles Bronson movie, Telethon, which shows the end result of this. I've actually watched all of this and it actually happened. People I was working with to help deprogram them, I've stood there and listened to the little nursery rhyme ditties that they would come over the phone and say to try to get these people to do things. I've heard it myself. I've seen it firsthand. It's not just a movie to me. But in the the Charles Bronson movie, they call up this woman. Just give her a little ditty. She goes out and blows up a military base. And that's the way it works. I've sat there and watched it.
How dumb do they think we are? Jolly and West, number two mind control in congressional hearings, and then he becomes the main doctor for McVeigh. How obvious does this have to get?
It's obvious. It's right there out in front of our face, and yet people are in denial about what's happening.
Hey, we should grab that off Netflix or something to play a clip of it tonight on the Nightly News. Charles Bronson's Telethon. That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
And there's the guy chasing him around trying to stop it from happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's been a whole series of movies, but yeah.
Yeah, but and that's the old trauma base. I've been reading, 20 years ago they had remote control cockroaches with one chip.
Right, right.
20 years ago they had Robo-Rat. They have them now where you can buy them. A real rat of your government, and it goes into like rubble and stuff. It has a chip in the brain. With a camera on its head.
Right.
So they've now moved on to that. I mean, my dad was like top of his class dentist. And DARPA in the mid-80s tried to hire him. And he said they were hiring a bunch of Dallas dentists. Right. And he said, yeah, we'd moved to Maryland. I can't talk about it. It's about three times what I'm making. And he owned some dental offices then. They wanted him to go train. Well, he wasn't allowed to say everything, and he didn't meet with them much. But the Department of Defense under DARPA tried to hire my dad to, quote, go underground. And I said, well, what does that mean? I remember around the kitchen table, it was even before my sister came along. She's 14 years younger than me. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. But he just said, well, they want me because I know how to fuse metal and things into bone. And he said, they won't tell me, but it's probably hiding things inside spies. He said it's cyber. I didn't know what cybernetics was when I was like 8 years old. He says like cybernetics are cyborgs. You know what those are, son? And I remember later asking him, well, was it just you? No, they were trying to hire a bunch of dentists.
Right. Yeah, we had one victim of mind control that came up to Oregon back in the 90s, and she was trying to get help for her implants that she had. She came back to Texas, to Dallas, was in an anechoic chamber, managed to get the proof that signals were being sent into her, and then managed to extract one of the little implants that they were using to try to control her. So, yeah, this and so exactly what you're saying is happening.
But again, it's not like, oh, my dad got visited by them. They were trying to hire all the top dentists that were doing implants. Of course, implants weren't real new then, and he was taking all the classes and pioneering doing implants. You know, now everybody gets implants, but I guess that was one reason.
Right. So there are newer techniques probably that go beyond the trauma-based mind control that they're using on top of it, but I've been watching, and they're still using the trauma-based mind control. That seems to be like the foundation, and then they add these other things.
And a lot of it's sexual. Tell us about the Sandusky situation, all that. You've exposed the abuse of children. John DeCamp, like 10 years ago or more, had said on air that the football program at Penn State was doing this, and I shut him down because I didn't want to get sued. And it turns out that's all true. Now they've hired the former head of Penn State in a national security function so secret we can't be told.
Yeah, like they were using Boys Home to get the young boys for the politicians.
Yeah, it was Boys Town. That came out, yep.
Right. And so there's no end to where they can find these children to abuse. And people ask me, well, how do they get the children to do this? Well, it's everywhere. The answer is so
kids expensive. Disappear all the time.
Yeah. Like Cisco, when we went out in the countryside, she was showing me some of the routes that they use to move the children and so forth. So, yeah, again, it's something that I have been able to track, and I know it's happening.
How many do they mind control versus kill? They like to torture kids, too. That's their favorite.
Yeah. What's the ratio of ones that live to those that die during the programming? I don't know. It's probably at least a 50-50 ratio. It may be worse.
Why did they come after you? Because, you know, back at the time, I was just starting to learn 8-9 years ago when they set you up that, wow, this stuff's real. They really are Transylvanian. Now that's admitted. All this crazy stuff is real. And I remember talking to you when I first started interviewing you some, when I figured out, wow, you weren't making this up. It was in the news. Like, they were raiding you. They're saying, oh, he has anti-government literature. They were trying to say you had marijuana. And then suddenly they get you for a bank robbery. No criminal record. West Point. Out of the blue, now you're a bank robber. I guess you just stepped on the wrong toes.
And my attorney that went into court with me, when I had like my first or second meeting with him, I took one of those Bloodlines books, and I was across the desk from him, and I started to hand it to him because I wanted him to get to know who his client was. His eyes got big, and he goes, am I in that? Did you write about me? But he told me that they had been trying to put me in prison for a long time for what I was doing. And he basically, in more or less, in different words, he said, they're after you because what you've done.
And let's just be clear. No criminal record, West Point, Ben Amish, all of this stuff. No MO for this stuff. Selling tens of thousands of books, speaking to crowds of 2,000-3,000 people. I mean, just in demand everywhere, and then you go rob a bank. And then who did they have but some informant saying that?
Well, yeah, and technically they didn't say I robbed a bank. They were saying that I knew about this bank robbery, and they had three witnesses that came in that testified, but they were only testifying hearsay. And actually what went down in the courtroom was very nebulous. A person that didn't believe in the government would not have found me guilty because they didn't really present any evidence.
Hey, they tried to put Joe Bannister, top of his class, CPA, yeah. Treasury agent, in jail twice just for speaking out and saying, hey, this money goes to the Federal Reserve. I mean, they tried to put him in jail.
Well, they did send him to a federal prison off of California for a while till he won his case.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. I mean, people need to understand, they set people up. They've tried to set me up.
Yeah, and I was watching out here in the studio. You have a great crew here. I want to mention that. I've been really impressed with what your setup here. But I also was observing that, you know, you have this normal, oh, it's like there's monkey wrenches thrown into the system that you have to constantly overcome to be able to give people the show that you do. And so people are always asking me, why doesn't Alex Jones get any opposition? Well, you do get your share of opposition.
Well, we just don't spend all day on it.
Right.
Right. People only knew.
Right.
I used to get a lot more opposition. They figured out I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I'm not backing off. And I think I've hit that threshold where we are big enough now where they're like, if they destroy me wrong, and I live a pretty boring life, so there's not much to set me up for. If they destroy me wrong, it'll backfire on them.
Right.
Let's finish up with mind control. Give us a preview of what's coming up on the nightly news tonight. And then later in the week, if we have time, we'll air some of those excerpts here on the live radio transmission. Fritz Springmeier is our guest. We're going to look at mind control straight ahead and more on the Aurora shooting. We'll be right back. Get his book at InfoWarsShop.com and support our resistance. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've got breaking news up at InfoWars.com. FBI Nazi bikers bust FBI Nazi bikers. They're busting themselves again. Sacramento International Airport evicts TSA screeners. U.S. follows Russia in using drones to spy on protesters. Trendy alert, how the global elite constructed an army of Agenda 21 advocates. Very important article right there. It's all up at Infowars.com. But, Fritz, more and more they are moving away from just mind-controlling the public to going to drones, robots, autonomous systems. Like, they're giving guys medals right now that kill whole villages to kill one person. Now, they'll kill 150, 200 people, and they talk about, oh, well, they must be Al-Qaeda. They'll kill anybody they want. They're saying they'll kill us. And the globalists dream of a system with robots and drones where we're not even in the equation. So I want the military to know, you're being made obsolete. Fritz Springmeier.
Yes, that's true. They're also changing the human genome. There a number of the guys that were created by the military to be supermen, super soldiers, have contacted me. They're pretty upset about being created there because they know that they're strange creatures. They're being given the DNA of different animals, you know, like maybe given.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're now admitting that 30 years ago they were creating cross species and had clones.
Right.
The public's just now being told about this.
Right.
And, oh, you're saying you've had contacts with...
Well, a number... Before I got my extended federal vacation, a number of these guys had contacted me, and they were seriously upset because they felt like they were freaks. They felt like they were being used. Their bodies had been created to be Aquaman, for instance, or a super soldier on land. And, you know, they knew what they were. They knew they were freaks. And so this is what's been going on.
Now, they have monkeys that are part jellyfish, and they have all spiders that are, you know, part goat. But you're saying you were actually... I know they've had secretive programs. Wow, that's wild. Right.
And then, of course, we see Hollywood movies like that Van Damme movie where they're making these, like, they're half people, half robots, you know. So they're experimenting with a lot of stuff, and we're seeing some of it come through.
And that's why they're so arrogant now.
Oh, yeah. There is a sort of an atmosphere like, they don't really care about us. We're just like flies on an elephant or something, you know. It's like they think.
That's why more and more the globalists don't even act like we matter.
No.
I mean, I know one thing. They've admittedly got bioweapons that kill 99% of people. And they're talking about releasing them. Dick Cheney wrote in September 20th, 2000, he said, we may need to release a weapon to kill everybody. And only the Austin American Statesman where we live said, well, that's not a very good idea. I'm not kidding. He said, we need to have the media legitimize to release this race weapon. They didn't say, well, who they want to kill. They just said, we're going to kill a couple certain races. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a big deal, though, Fredson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you talk about super soldiers genetically engineered. I know they've looked into that. I know there's been I was always told by my sources they kill them at the embryonic phase. Like, they don't let these little embryos get big, but you're saying they actually brought them to term.
Yes. Yes.
Or at least these guys were telling you that.
Well, they wanted to come visit me. We never had visits. They could have, if they had come visited me, I would have seen them, you know, face to face what they were talking about.
Well, I know mind control's real, and that sounds really wild.
Yeah.
I know they've got remote control rats 20 years ago, living rats with a brain chip.
Yeah.
And you can make him go forward, left, right, sit, stand up on his feet with a little camera on them. I mean, that's.
Right. And then the timing of this James Holmes shooting. I mean, it couldn't have come at a better time, you know, because they were trying to get this legislation through the United Nations to bring United States into in line with the rest of the world.
You know, I want to not believe you, but, I mean, we just had on screen where Prince Charles is hanging out at the ancestral Dracula Council. There it is, Blue Bloods. Prince Charles joins campaign to save Transylvanian forests because of his family connection to Dracula.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.